Ventura was on the ice this morning. Is he playing or is it still?
No, he's not in yet. No. We're going to make sure with his with the years that he's had with his injuries, we want to really make sure that he's absolutely 100%. So we've got to get him some real hard tugs here in the next couple of days before he goes back in. Toby Enstrom had surgery this morning on his knee, same knee prior. So he came off the surgery, played March 3rd against St. Louis, blocked a shot on his knee, which caused quite a bit of, and he played five games on it, but we were pulling a lot of blood on that knee. As the concussion from the hit, we had hoped that while he's off ice and that, his knee would settle down. It did. We got him back on. He's cleared his neurological test and gets back on, and it's whole. It got bad right away again. So he had that done this morning. Went well. But he's 4-6 on that one for sure.
Looks like Michael's back in goal tonight.
Correct.
What's the reason to go back to him instead of maybe?
I like this game, and he's had a good week. He's feeling confident right now, and Connor's played a lot of games for us as a first-year guy, but Mike deserves to get back in based on his play.
Is there any reason to rest Connor at this point?
No. There wouldn't be a rest thing. It would be it's 8 games in 14 days, so it's not like we're giving him a week off.
Paul, with 5 games left here, and obviously the playoffs not going to happen, what message would you have for the fans about what to look forward to with this team for next season?
You know what? We can do all of that. Like, if you want to talk about tonight, like we've been in a tough stretch here for a while. We've either been officially eliminated, but we've known we were in a tough stretch, and we're 10-6-3 in that stretch. So they've played hard with our injuries. They've battled through it. We would try to do that real hard here. The last 5 teams, all playoff teams, is going to be a good grind for us. We'll just make sure that we play as hard as we possibly can here for the rest of the year.
And just for going forward into
next season. Well, you're
going to
come right, like next week or the week after? Well, we'll do that one then. How about that?
Every player's got to sort of battle their way through these last few games, and they'll have their own motivations. Obviously, there's team goals, but talking with Nick Petan, I mean, he's continuing to push for a bigger role in this club. How have you assessed Nick's season, and what do you look for him this little bit of the stretch?
Nick's in a full-on competition with other players for that job. We've had injuries that have probably left him in at times. His numbers aren't what he'd like them to be. The argument that you would make is that he needs to play with certain kinds of players to fully develop into and fulfill the player that he might be. At the same time, at center ice, that means he has to be Little or Shifley out of a job at this time. Lowry does a completely different thing, and he's got 14 goals, so Adam's developing really well into the player that we want him to be. Nick has to... Nick just has to develop. We have 10 or 11 players in the Shifley or underage group, and not all of them get to play, and they don't all get to play with Blake Wheeler. We have to make those decisions. So after that, it's a fight for ice time, and what you do exceptionally well is different than what other people do, but he's had power play time this year. We'd like him to generate more and be a good player there. And in the role at center ice, we'd like him to be able to do a bit of both, to be able to play well enough defensively that we can get him some more and more time. And that's his challenge right now. And it's the challenge he's going to face at the start of training camp next year. I mean, there's probably 6 or 7 guys in this group that are fighting to make the team next year right now, even though they've got jobs. And some of that is just the injuries that we've had. They were kind of gifted that role. Kopp comes out of the middle when Matthias goes down. Nick gets to stay in there, and he's got to work his butt off to continue to develop.
Have you seen a situation, Paul, in your career where a guy can completely sort of make the transition from a real offensive guy, right, from being a youngster to where he's a designated fourth line sort of center, and he's got to just change everything about his game and carry on a career like that?
It would be rare, but certainly it happens. I don't view that as the career path that we see for Nick. We're not trying to turn him into a career fourth line center. He's going to have to develop to the point that he takes offensive, gets into the offensive role he wants, but to take somebody's job. With the way things are structured right now, I don't have Nick playing with Adam Lowry. So if he's not playing with Adam Lowry, because that's not really what he does for a living, then he has to either play the wing with Scheifele or Wheeler, or Scheifele or Little, which means your options are Wheeler, Laine, Ferreira, or Ehlers. So he's got to beat one of those four. Or he moves to the wing and we have a different kind of centerman with him, or plays with two other players that are offensive-minded, but they're probably not going to be kids. So he has to... Nicky's in his second pro year. He's got lots of time to develop and to develop his game. He doesn't have to be great right now, and he's not ready, in my opinion, to take those six men's jobs who play in offensive situations.
Coach Randy Carlisle has talked about talking to his team about shutting up and staying out of the penalty box.
Yeah.
Your team's had a lot of success at not taking penalties in the last month. Did you have a similar conversation with your group?
We don't beef the officials. We don't. And we certainly have this year. So we're not complaining about penalties. We've focused real hard at getting out of the stick penalties that we've had. And we took two in New Jersey. And we didn't like, prior to that, the four penalties prior to that weren't stick penalties. We fired one into the stands and we had three net battles in front of the net that we won. The opponent went down and we got a call on that. I can live with those. Those happen all the time. So the answer is yes. And it wouldn't be in the last month that it had been a theme, and we haven't been very good at it. We've taken far too many stick penalties, little holds, the trips that happen, but it's a huge focus for us now, yes.
Paul, I'm sure you've been asked about Nick Ehlers a fair amount, but just to ask from an outsider's point of view, what is it about him? What has he done to take the leap that he has this year?
He would be on the probably the same path that we see Mark Scheifele on. So he Nick is quietly, I've been asked about him, but not very often. We talk about another guy a lot more. Nick has had a really strong year, but the big area of improvements are Nicky was a 1-4 kind of guy last year. You know, his dynamic speed, great hands, and still learning all the other things about the game. And probably similar to Patrick in the first 3 or 4 months that he was here last year, right? There's so much going on. It's happening so faster. And they have a tendency to try to stay in motion, to keep up to that speed, which causes everybody around him not to be sure what they're doing. So he's got a lot of that out of his game now. And now he's kind of in that 2-4, 3-4, where the maturity comes when every time they touch the puck, they don't think they have to make something happen because they were able to do that in junior. And why can't I do it here? And then they settle their game down and then they just work. So I really like even Nicky's last 2 or 3 weeks. The next stage for him is first, more than anything else, is just time. I mean, this guy's not playing at 220. He's still a real young man who's going to get bigger and stronger. And no, he's not going to be a bruiser at any point. But what his body is going to let him do as he gets older is drive every shift. So the goal for all of these young forwards is Blake Wheeler, to be able to drive every single shift, play that hard. We know we have different styles, or not everybody, we're not going to look like Blake, everybody, but the mentality of his game, and there's been a really nice increase in that with him. And even in the second half of this year, which is we ran that kid pretty hard. He's played top six since he's been here this year, and we've had an interesting run of injuries and travel, so he's played big minutes, and he's got miles on him now, and he's starting to fight through that and get stronger.
Well, 2 summers ago, after you'd led this team to the playoffs, did you kind of feel that you might be in this situation 2 years from then, after all the moves, after you kind of changed the...
Yeah, within a month.
Yeah?
I knew that the day I took the job. Right. So they should have taped the conversation, because it was exactly what's happened here. And so he said, we want you to come in, put in some structure. We've got to figure out who we're keeping and who we're not. And then we're going to have to get young. We're going to have to get young players in here. So all that happened after the Anaheim series, and there's some really nice stats for us in that. And we had the lead for a long time. We hung on there right there. But we couldn't score, and we couldn't be better than them in that series. And a lot of these guys were playing as hard and as well as they were going to. There wasn't much more upside with a lot of our older players. Good players, important players, had a big part of us getting there. So this team was going to get younger. So we started last, the start of 2 seasons ago. We put 4 kids in. Not all of them survived. This year we put 4 kids in. Again, not all of them survived. But we've got 8 of our 12, not necessarily tonight, but 8 of our 12 forwards most of year, again, in the Scheife and younger age. Two young defensemen and a young goaltender. So Chevy was very clear about where this thing was going, and we had hoped. You know, we're kind of battling for ninth. We're not proud of that right now, but we had hoped that we would be a competitive team while this development phase is going to go. I'd like to think we're going to be a better team because some of those kids that we brought in, a lot of them, we really like where they're trending. So I won't talk about Scheifele, Truba, and Lowry as young guys next year. For me, they would have passed out, and now they're just our veteran guys. I don't know, one or two, maybe more kids may make the team next year. So we're still going to have a fairly young group, but we will have enough experience on those young players that we will think will be improving.
As you obviously know from the city, people like to put a time frame on things. People like to see years in the future. Just when you have this many young guys, the Scheifele and unders, if you will, a lot of guys who at this point you even mentioned, 5 or 6 guys are fighting for jobs next year and played on this year. I mean, when you're that young and you're expected to kind of stick around for a team, make your name, follow the rules, I imagine it's hard to put the bigger picture team kind of perspective into play. How do you balance that in what would obviously be qualities for a team that would go deep into the playoffs?
You would expect first, no, that's not the right word. The three captains, and again, Mark's a young guy, but Wheeler and Bufflin understood going in that we were going to have some bumps with young guys going, and all we asked them to do was set a certain level, and I don't know that I've seen a captain do a better job than Blake Wheeler's done this year. And then the real challenge in this isn't the top end of the kids. It's the guys. And so we answered a question about Nick Petan and where he fits and where does he get his opportunity. And for me, this is his opportunity to develop and grow, because there's a bunch of those guys that I'm in the National Hockey League. I'm in my first or second year, which I find to be a little bit unusual, right? We have so many of those guys, the Cops, Dano, Tanev, all of those guys are fighting for jobs, and I'm in the National Hockey League. That's never going to change, right? That's the mentality. And if I could just get a chance to play with those guys on a consistent basis, I'd have more points, and you would. Except you're not getting Scheife's job, and you're not getting Brian Little's job, because they're better at that job. So what happens then is some of the young players excel in that, and then some fall off and they don't make your team. Any one of that group of our bottom young players can play in the National Hockey League, and they can all develop and be really good players. But at some point, they won't all be together. You know, at some point, somebody falls off and doesn't continue to develop the right way. Or any one of the few, I guess there's a few kids in the American League team come in next year and you're going, boom, that kid's ready. And now he's actually moved ahead of you. And you played in the NHL last year and he didn't. He's come in and taken your job. And then the next thing that'll come along is there'll be a lot of really good high-drafted players that don't play for the Winnipeg Jets in their first year. And I'll have to hopefully be here to answer, how come he didn't make the team as a first-round pick? He's going to the American League where he's supposed to, and in a couple of years, he'll be playing for our team if he takes somebody's job.